All right, so get ready because today we're going to dive in to something super relevant, I think, for a lot of you out there. AI and measuring learning outcomes and how this all ties into higher ed and SLOs. We've been getting a ton of questions about Khan Academy
Oh, for sure.
and how their approach could really inform what folks in higher ed are doing,
Definitely.
especially when it comes to their AI tutor, Khanmigo. Well, we got really lucky because Kristen DiCerbo, Khan Academy's chief learning officer, gave a presentation on exactly this at Friday SLO Talk.
Wow, what a great
I
resource.
know, and she had some seriously fascinating insights.
I bet. So what stood out to you?
Well, one of the things that really struck me was how Khan Academy has figured out how to connect those external standardized assessments to internal metrics.
Interesting.
They use the MAP growth test, which is pretty common in K-12, to measure how students are doing.
Makes sense.
But they also developed an internal metric that they call skills to proficient.
Skills to proficient.
And get this, it directly links up with those external test results.
Oh, wow. So it's like they have this real-time snapshot of
Exactly.
how students are progressing,
Yeah, without having to wait for those big standardized tests.
which can take forever.
Totally. And DiCerbo actually presented research during her talk
Oh, cool.
that showed a super clear connection between students hitting that proficient level on a skill and how they do on those external assessments.
That makes a ton of sense, actually. Like, if you're really proficient in a skill, it's gonna show up.
Yeah, it's not just about being exposed to a bunch of topics. It's about really deeply understanding them.
And being able to apply that knowledge.
Exactly. And this is where things get really interesting for higher ed.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Think about how this skills to proficient idea could be applied to measure how effective different teaching methods are,
Oh, interesting.
especially when we're talking about SLOs.
Because it gives you a way to see how well students are actually mastering those specific skills.
Totally. And that's where AI tools like Khanmigo come in.
Oh, yeah, this is what I've been waiting for. Tell me about the AI.
Okay, so DiCerbo actually did a live demo of Khanmigo
No way.
during her presentation.
That's so cool.
And it was mind-blowing to see how this AI tutor interacts with students.
Okay, I'm all ears.
It's not just about giving them the answers, it's about guiding them through the process of solving problems and helping them reach that aha moment
I love that.
where they truly understand.
That's what it's all about.
I know, and it's like having a personalized coach available 24/7
That's amazing.
to support students as they're working towards mastery.
It's a game changer for sure.
And one example that really stuck with me from the demo was how Khanmigo can help students with algebra.
Oh, interesting, because that can be a tough subject.
It walked a student through a problem step by step, asking these really smart questions, offering hints, but never just giving away the answer.
So smart.
And the student was so engaged the whole time.
That's great.
And you could just see the light bulb go on
I love those
when they
moments.
finally got it.
The best.
You can tell that Khan Academy really thought about how to design Khanmigo in a way that encourages that active learning.
For
It's
sure.
about building that deep understanding,
Definitely.
not just memorizing things or relying on the AI to do the thinking for you.
That's so important.
Now, I know you had some specific questions about how to measure the impact of AI tutoring on those higher level skills, like critical thinking and communication.
Those are crucial.
Well, during the demo, DiCerbo also showed
Oh,
how
cool.
Khanmigo can give feedback on student writing, which I
Interesting.
thought was super relevant to your work.
Because those are key skills we're always trying to assess.
Exactly. And this is where I think AI's potential to support SLOs really shines.
Tell me more about that.
Well, Khanmigo can actually analyze student essays
Wow.
and give suggestions for improving things like clarity and argumentation and how they use evidence.
That's amazing. It's like having another set of eyes upon
Totally.
those assignments.
And it gives students this detailed feedback that helps them become better writers and critical thinkers.
That's fantastic.
Exactly. And it ties in perfectly with this whole conversation about AI literacy in education.
It does. I'm really curious to hear more about that.
Yeah, well, you were wondering how to incorporate AI literacy into SLOs.
I was.
And DiCerbo addressed this head-on during her presentation.
Awesome.
She really emphasized how important it is for students to understand not just how to use these AI tools,
right,
but also the ethical stuff that comes along with them.
The ethical considerations. Yeah, that's key.
It's like we're moving into this whole new era of education.
I know. It's so exciting.
And we need to make sure students have the skills to navigate it thoughtfully.
Absolutely. They need to be able to think critically about the information they're getting from AI.
And understand its limitations.
Right. Because AI isn't perfect.
For sure. And make smart decisions.
Yes.
About when and how to use these tools effectively.
That's so important.
Now, DiCerbo gave this interesting example.
Okay.
About how some teachers are already using Khan Academy in the classroom to deal with that whole issue of parents doing their kids' homework.
Oh, yeah, I've heard about that.
It might seem like a small thing.
Right.
But it speaks to this bigger point.
Yeah.
About helping students become more independent.
Right.
And making sure they're really engaged in their own learning.
For sure.
Even with AI assistance.
It's about finding that sweet spot.
Totally.
Between giving support and encouraging them to develop their own problem-solving skills.
Exactly. We want them to see AI as a tool.
Yes.
That can boost their learning.
Right.
Not something that just does the work for them.
That's a really important distinction.
And DiCerbo also highlighted how important data is.
Okay.
For understanding and measuring the impact of AI on learning.
Makes sense.
Remember how Khan Academy uses that skills to proficient metric to track student progress?
Yeah.
And how it lines up with those external assessments?
Right.
Well, this data-driven approach could be super valuable in higher ed, too.
Oh, absolutely. Tell me more about that.
Well, by analyzing how students are interacting with AI tutors, like Khanmigo, we can gather all sorts of insights into their learning patterns and identify areas where they might be struggling and assess how effective different tutoring approaches are.
That's so powerful.
And then we can use all that data to inform our teaching strategies and help us improve the design of these AI tools.
I love it.
To better support student learning.
It's like this constant feedback loop
that
helps us get better and better at supporting students.
And it's not just about quantitative data either.
Oh, right.
DiCerbo also stressed the importance of qualitative research.
Interesting. Like what kinds of things?
Things like student interviews and classroom observations to get a more nuanced understanding of how AI is impacting the learning experience.
Because the numbers don't always tell the whole story.
Exactly. The qualitative data helps us see beyond the numbers.
Right.
And understand the student perspective.
That's so important.
Like how they feel about using AI.
Yeah.
How it's affecting their motivation and engagement.
Yeah.
And whether it's actually helping them reach their learning goals.
That's what we really want to know.
Totally. Mm-hmm. And all of this got me thinking.
Yeah.
About how we can approach teaching about AI.
Okay.
In a way that empowers students.
Yeah.
To be thoughtful and responsible users of these technologies.
I love that idea.
What if instead of just passively teaching them about AI, we gave them chances to experiment with it, to tinker with it, explored its capabilities, and learn from their mistakes?
I love that idea. It's like giving them the space to become AI explorers.
Exactly.
To discover its potential and its limitations for themselves.
That kind of active, inquiry-based learning.
It would be so much more engaging.
I think so, too.
And impactful than just lecturing at them about AI.
And it would give them the critical thinking skills and ethical awareness.
Yeah.
They need to navigate a world where AI is everywhere.
That's so true.
They'll be able to understand potential biases in AI algorithms.
Okay.
And recognize when AI might be used inappropriately.
Right.
And advocate for responsible AI development.
Yes.
And deployment.
It's about empowering them to be informed citizens.
Exactly.
And an AI-driven society.
Not just passive consumers of technology.
That's a really powerful way to put it.
And that all starts with giving them the knowledge, the tools, and the freedom to explore and learn for themselves.
I love that.
Now, DiCerbo shared this really inspiring story.
Oh, cool.
During her presentation.
I'm listening.
That I think perfectly shows the transformative power of AI when it's used the right way.
I'm excited to hear this.
It takes us a little bit outside the traditional classroom setting.
Okay.
Into the world of adult education.
Interesting.
But it's super relevant to what we're talking about with SLOs.
All right.
And AI literacy.
Cool. Lay it on me.
Okay. So Khan Academy partnered with a community college to support adult learners who were getting ready to take their high school equivalency exams.
Oh, wow. That's great.
And these students often have pretty complex lives.
Yeah, I can imagine.
They're juggling work,
right,
family responsibilities, and the demands of their studies.
It's a lot.
So they needed a lot of flexibility and personalized support to succeed.
That makes sense.
So how did Khan Academy and AI come in?
Yeah, what did they do?
Well, they brought in Khanmigo as a personalized tutoring resource.
Cool.
Available to students anytime, anywhere.
That's so convenient.
But here's what's really remarkable.
Okay.
This AI tutor wasn't just about delivering content.
Right.
Or drilling them with practice questions.
Yeah.
It was designed to encourage them.
Oh, wow.
Help them break down complex concepts into smaller steps.
Okay.
And celebrate their successes.
I love that.
All along the way.
It's like Khanmigo became their cheerleader.
Totally.
And study buddy all rolled into one.
I know. I can only imagine how much that meant to them.
Right. Especially for students who might not have a lot of support outside of class.
And the results were incredible.
Oh, wow. Tell me.
The community college saw a huge increase in student engagement and persistence.
That's great.
And ultimately, pass rates on those high school equivalency exams.
That's amazing. What a success story.
It's a perfect example of how AI can empower learners and help them achieve their goals, no matter their background or circumstances.
That's what it's all about.
That story really shows the human side of AI in education.
It does, for sure.
It's not just about algorithms and data.
Right.
It's about creating those personalized learning experiences that meet students where they are and support them on their path to success.
It's a good reminder that technology should always be about helping people learn.
For sure.
And that AI, when it's done right, can be a powerful force for good in education.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
From Khan Academy's really innovative way of measuring learning outcomes to how AI tools like Khanmigo can support SLOs and promote mastery learning.
It's been a fascinating conversation.
And we even talked about the ethical side of AI.
For sure.
And how it can help students become thoughtful and responsible users of this technology.
Absolutely.
But DeSerbo actually left us with one final thought that really got us thinking about the future of AI in education.
All right, I'm ready for it.
She asked us to imagine a world where AI isn't just a tool, but a partner in learning.
Interesting.
Where students aren't just sitting there passively taking in information, but active explorers.
I like that.
Who have the freedom to experiment, make mistakes, and learn from those experiences.
That's how we really learn.
And she challenged us
to
think about how we can design learning environments that encourage that kind of creative exploration and deep engagement with AI.
I think that's a really powerful challenge.
Me too.
And it leads perfectly into what we're going to be talking about.
I know.
In the rest of this deep dive.
It's going to be good.
I can't wait. It's about not being scared of AI or trying to stop it from being used in education.
Right. It's about using its potential, but not forgetting what's important to us as educators.
Yeah, finding that balance.
Exactly. Using technology, but also remembering those human skills that are at the heart of real learning.
So as you're working with SLOs and thinking about AI,
we
hope this deep dive will give you some ideas.
Think about.
Yeah, and maybe even some practical stuff to use in your classroom or school.
Remember that skills to proficient approach.
From Khan Academy.
Yeah, how they focus on deep understanding.
Not just skimming the surface.
Then think about how tools like Khanmigo,
which is so cool,
can personalize learning and give you data
to help you teach better.
And the biggest thing,
the most important,
embrace AI literacy.
Yes.
Give your students the power to be critical thinkers.
Who can make good decisions.
And be active in shaping the future of AI.
It's an exciting time.
It is.
And we're all in this together.
Keep asking those questions.
Keep trying new things.
And keep learning.
Stay curious.
That way.
It's not about being afraid of AI or trying to keep it out of education.
Right. It's about embracing what it can do, but not losing sight of our values as educators.
Yeah, finding that balance between technology and those human skills that are at the heart of learning.
So as you're working with SLOs and exploring AI,
we hope this deep dive has given you some things to think about.
Some inspiration.
Yeah, and maybe even a few practical ideas to bring back to your classroom.
Remember that skills to proficient approach from Khan Academy.
How it emphasizes really understanding something, not just covering a lot of material.
And think about those AI tools like Khanmigo.
Yeah, how they can personalize learning and give you data to make your teaching better.
But the most important thing,
embrace AI literacy.
Empower your students to be critical thinkers, to make ethical decisions.
And to actively shape the future of AI.
It's an exciting time to be in education.
It really is. We're all figuring this out together.
So keep asking those questions. Keep experimenting.
And keep learning.
Stay curious, everyone.
Always.